A very unusual candidate is running for Congress in East Tennessee. Alan Levine wants to upset Representative Chuck Fleischmann in the August 4th Republican primary. The catch? Levine lives in Georgia. And that's not even the most unusual aspect of his campaign. Michael Edward Miller of WUTC in Chattanooga has the story.
This might sound like something out of a late-night infomercial. Attend a seminar, become financially independent, learn how to create a substantial income without ever having to work again. Alan Levine is offering these seminars as a unique sweetener, that's what he calls it, to top campaign donors.
If I win, then I will reveal to them techniques they've never even heard of, that I've developed, that I heard about when I was a certified financial planner in San Diego, which I applied probably 10 years ago, and have proven very effective.
These are the techniques you use right now to basically have an income.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Levine is also offering to teach a tax-saving technique he claims can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's so hush-hush, he hasn't even told his closest friends about it.
Because once I reveal it, there's going to be a window of opportunity. And I'm within that window of opportunity because nobody else knows about it.
Originally from London, Levine came to the United States in 1970. He's become a citizen, a self-employed business owner as well, and an occasional political candidate. Levine is running in Tennessee's 3rd District, which includes Chattanooga and Oak Ridge. I drove out to 711 Signal Mountain Road, the address listed on his website.
In a quarter mile, keep right on US 127 towards Signal Mountain.
It's a strip mall. I'm standing in front of a chiropractic clinic, a nail spa, and a UPS store. It turns out Alan Levine's campaign address is one of the mailboxes in the UPS store on Signal Mountain Road. His home address is a little bit further away, in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Kennesaw is about 75 miles from here, just north of Marietta.
So, I mean, how would you respond to somebody who says, you know, I'm not going to trust you, you're nowhere near me, you're somebody who just wants to be elected, you don't really care about me or my neighborhood, my issues, things that are actually in my community, because you're not here every day seeing what's going on?
It's the economy. It's the same thing across the entire country. The problems that people have in the 3rd District are the same problems people have anywhere in the South or anywhere in the country. It's fundamentally, they need to make a decent living. They need to count on an increase of their standard of living. And they need to take care of their children.
The Tennessee Secretary of State's office confirms that candidates running for the U.S. House do not have to live in state. In fact, Levine did something similar in 2014 when he ran in a Republican primary in Hawaii.
The Republican Party liked my ideas. The problem was logistics. Even phone calls between my campaign manager and myself were staggered 6 hours apart. So other than signage to say that I was running, there was very little I could do.
Levine got less than 4% of the vote in the Honolulu primary. According to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, he's not expected to win this one either. It sounds like some people are going to wind up just saying, okay, so you've gotten a lot of publicity for running in multiple states. You're promising people a special way to make money that is secret and you'll reveal to them only if they donate so much money to your campaign. They might say, I don't think you're a serious candidate. I think you're just trying to get publicity so you can sell this technique you've come up with.
I have no plan, nor will I reveal this technique to anybody if I don't win the election. If I do not win the election, then that would be a straight donation.
Yeah, but if somebody said, then I want my money back, what would you say?
It's a straight donation.
I asked the Federal Election Commission about the wealth seminars Levine is offering top donors. I was curious if an incentive like that might violate campaign finance laws. In an email, an FEC spokesperson said they can't comment on particular matters like this. Levine faces two other Republican candidates in this primary, Jeffrey Smith and U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischmann. Through a spokesperson, Fleischmann said he's never offered anything of value in exchange for donations. Because Alan Levine lives near Atlanta, he hasn't spent much time knocking on doors in Tennessee's 3rd District, but that could change. He says his house in Georgia is for sale, and he and his wife are hoping to move to Signal or Lookout Mountain here in Tennessee. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Michael Edward Miller in Chattanooga.